Raise your hand if, when you were a little kid, you ever thought about being the president of the United States. Okay. Raise your hand right now if you would like to be the president of the United States. Okay, hands down. It is interesting when we think about leadership. When we're not in a position of leadership, we often think about being in a position of leadership. We could also ask the question, raise your hand if you've ever thought about how you could do your boss's job better. In the church, whether you know this or not, the church is a very peculiar way of leadership. So when I was ordained a deacon, I was ordained into what is known as the transitional diaconate. There is a permanent diaconate, men who are ordained to become deacons and remain deacons for the rest of their life. But to be ordained a priest, you have to first be a deacon for at least 6 months. So you are ordained into what is known as the transitional diaconate. You then are ordained a priest. I was ordained a deacon in October and a priest in June, 2002 and 2003. There is a transitional diaconate, but there is not a transitional priesthood. When one is ordained a priest, they're ordained a priest in the order of Melchizedek, as we heard in our second reading, but they remain a priest for the rest of their lives. The way that one is chosen to be a bishop is done through ultimately people who are bishops right now, who then look among priests and make choices, and they turn in three names, and those three names get presented to the Holy Father, and the Pope ultimately chooses the men from those who are put forward. Choosing to be a bishop is not an option. No one chooses to be a bishop. They are called forth to be a bishop. So although there's a transitional diaconate, there's not a transitional priesthood per se. No one is ordained a priest with the thought that one day I will be a bishop. However, just as all of you often, you know, think, well, if I was the boss of this company, sometimes priests think about what it would be like to be a bishop. Now, to be absolutely clear, I have no desires or aspirations to be a bishop, and I mean this for real. I think it would be the most horrific life ever, particularly in the state of the episcopacy right now. I have no desire to be a bishop. However, like most human beings, I think about, well, what would that be like? Well, one of the things that bishops do when they're newly ordained bishops is they choose what is known as their episcopal motto, which is always a short piece of scripture that is on the bottom of their coat of arms, their crest. So as a priest, I have no coat of arms. I don't have a crest. I don't have an episcopal motto. However, if I was a bishop, today's gospel passage would be my scripture passage. I love the story of blind Bartimaeus. I can go down a whole bunch of different roads, but I'd like to just focus on the words that speak most powerfully to me. Our Lord asks Bartimaeus a question. It's a question that actually I would encourage you to take to prayer. Jesus looks at blind Bartimaeus and just simply says, "What do you want me to do for you?" I think every single day we should imagine Jesus asking that question, because sacred scripture is living and effective. Jesus says those words to you today. What do you want me to do for you? And blind Bartimaeus' response are the words that speak very deeply to my heart. Blind Bartimaeus simply says, "Master, I want to see. Master, I want to see." In Luke's gospel, the translation is this: "Lord, open my eyes. I want to see." I think so much of our experience as Christians and so many of the struggles we have in the church are rooted in blindness. Because the vast majority of us are not physically blind, we don't think of it that way. But the vast majority of the struggles within the church are because of blindness. 70% of Catholics are blind. When they come to Holy Mass and the priest lifts up the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ veiled into the appearance of bread, they don't see Jesus. They see bread. Lord, open my eyes. I want to see your true presence in the Eucharist. I want to see. So many Christians see the poor and the homeless. They see the addict. And they don't see Christ. That is blindness. Lord, open my eyes. I want to see. For some of you, it may be your spouse. It may be your husband. It may be your wife. It may be your child. It may be your parents. Who you struggle terribly to see as the image and the likeness of God. For some of you, it's Nancy Pelosi. And pro-choice Catholics who believe the Holocaust of abortion is good. For some of you, it's people of another political party. Do you see them as God sees them? I think it's tremendously powerful to go to our prayer and say, Lord, I want to see as you see. We often in our prayers will say, God, help my hands be your hands. Help my feet be your feet. Help my voice be your voice. Lord, I want to see. I want my eyes to see what you see. I want you to think of the conflicts, the struggles that you are enduring, the arguments you have gotten into. Lord, open my eyes. I want to see. To see as God sees those situations, not as we see them, not as our broken world sees them, not as politics sees them, but as God sees them. I truly believe these words bring healing and power and grace. And when we begin to see as God sees, the world changes. I want you to dream with me for a moment. How would our world look like? What would our world look like? If every human being tried to see each other as a child of God, that in the moments of conflict, individuals stopped and said, how does God see this? Let's look at this with God's eyes, not with our blindness. I want to invite you to pray with me this morning. So I do invite you to close your eyes right now. And I want you to think of the person in your life or the conflict in your life that is causing you pain, the person that might be your enemy, the person causing you heartache. And I ask you just for a moment to call them to mind. And now I invite you to pray with me just by repeating after me. Lord, open my eyes. I want to see. Lord, open my eyes. I want to see. Help me to see. Give me your eyes. Heal me. Amen.